Come, for everything is now ready in the name of Jesus. The invitation. And one thing we need to get straight is that Jesus never asked you to invite him anywhere, especially into your heart. Jesus already preached on this truth in Matthew. He said, for out of the heart come evil thoughts. And in Mark, the Gospel of Mark as well, for from within the hearts of men come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, debauchery, envy, slander, arrogance, and foolishness. All these evils come from within, and these are what defile a man. He's talking about our hearts. Jesus is just backing up what the prophet Jeremiah wrote. He wrote, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So why would anyone want Jesus to come into that? I tell you that the invitation here is about Jesus telling you to come where he is at. And where is he in today's gospel? He's at the feast, a feast. Man gave a banquet, he invited many. That's our text for today. But the scandal of this whole parable is this. Why would anyone refuse the invitation? The excuses that these people made, they're not outrageous. They're not outrageous sins. A field, oxen, a wife, those are ordinary things. Those don't sound like bad reasons. Exactly, though. That's the trap. The great danger isn't rebellion, it's replacement. And the invitation is not rejected because of the invitees simply not liking the master. The invitees don't hate the master. They simply have something else they'd rather do. Now, people imagine rejecting God looks something like, I don't believe. I hate Christ. But most rejection is actually much quieter. Something like, not today, I'm busy, I have other priorities, or after I get through this season in life that I'm going through. And in that way, the kingdom of God gets pushed aside, not only to wicked things, but even to ordinary things. The invitees know that this feast is real. They at least assume it is. They simply value something else more. Now, that's not too far removed from last Sunday's text in the gospel, the rich man and Lazarus. But that's what's frightening. The issue here isn't atheism, it's preference. And the kingdom of God is often missed by people who think they have more important things to do. The greatest threat to this invitation is not hostility, but distraction. But the feast does not end because the first guest refused. The master wants his house filled. So the invitation goes out. It goes out to the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Those are people who know that they have nothing. And this feast is oh so free. But we are strangely attached to things that cannot satisfy us. Not because of fields and oxen, but because people spend years chasing the life they wanted, the marriage they wanted, the career they wanted, the past that they wanted back. But you see in the parable of the great banquet here, Jesus isn't giving a lesson on invitations. He's exposing why people miss the kingdom. Not because they're wicked, but because they're busy. Now, the first hearers of this message would have expected that murderers rejected the invitation. Pagans reject the invitation. But no, not normal people. Yes, normal people did. See, church, we are always preparing to live. But Christ is inviting us to live now. not tomorrow, not looking back to the past at what could have been, not looking at what isn't. The Master says, come, for everything is ready now. The present, that's the present. The feast is in the presence. And the excuses are somewhere else. If you live your life in a place other than where Christ is feeding you, that is how you miss the invitation. Or write it off for some other food that perishes. And that's all because Jesus is present now, the Master. Not in the imagined future, but I bet, like me, many of you have become very good at seeing what life cannot give and still trying to learn how to receive what life actually does give right in front of you now. Now, those two are not the same skill. And the second, learning how to receive what life actually does give, is usually harder than the first. But another thing is that the kingdom is not for those who deserve it. The kingdom is for those who receive it. So the Master tells the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges. The hedges there is a byway, that is a journey, a road or trajectory that people are on. And what is a hedge but nothing less than a barrier in the way, a wall? The Master saying, yes, go to the journeys. Go to where people are heading somewhere. They don't know where their life's going. There might be a wall in front of them, a barrier in their life. And so the Master says, you can imagine the servant being like, really? You think they're going to come? Yes, go out to where life is really going on. And also to places where it has stopped, where people have hit a wall. And then it says, and compel them to come. That word means to necessitate, to drive, to constrain. Compel them to come into my house, he says, so that it might be filled. Filled means to bring to full capacity. Come into my feast where I have already prepared the meal. The sacrifice has already been made, and the table is already set. That's what the invitation is all about. It's about the feast now, and everything hinges on that. Everything in your life hinges on the feast now. Present tense. This is life that you do not have to prepare for. It simply comes to you and is offered. So the feast is in the present. The excuses are somewhere else. And it is good to meditate on the earlier readings from this morning, where it said, what man is there who desires life? Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beast. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. Definition of wisdom, setting the table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. To lack sense means you have no clue what's going on. That's okay. Come eat the bread, drink the wine. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. So you go from simple, not knowing, to walking in the way of insight. It's kind of like saying how you become smart. This is the difference. Difference simply is between tasting the supper and not tasting the supper. And that which comes from the outside, always from the outside, God comes to you first. That which brings you from one state into another. That's the invitation. That's the bugle call that has been sounded. That is the dinner song proclaimed. That is, come, chow is ready. The bosun's pipe makes that military little noise. There's different ones. I'm not going to try to do that, tooting the horn. But Christ toots the horn to come and eat. Now, Let me tell you about this feast that is now. It is for those who know they have nothing. Because in it, you will be given everything. That's the invitation. That's the dinner call. That's why we live every day. Over the hills and through the walls and the barriers of life, when you do not feel safe, you say to yourself, it is written, everything is ready now. Yesterday is past. Tomorrow hasn't come yet. Come now. Be given everything. Now, in the present. Why we hear and gather today in the name of Jesus. Amen.